I've heard, you know, I usually, you know, let my agent take care of all that stuff. He mentioned to me, but I didn't really pay any mind to it, you know. I don't really, I try to avoid all the distractions as possible, and I just try to focus on my job. And when he called me the other night, you know, I'm like, you know, you get it done, you know, I'm all for it, you know, let's do it. So it's been a blessing ever since I've came, you know, to this organization. I think the path that I've taken has been a tough one, and, you know, I'm just happy to be here, and, you know, I'm very happy that the organization wants me to be a part of it as well, so.
In his usual friendly way, John Fox kind of lectured us that he always believed you were the starter at center, and we kind of doubted you, maybe. Did you always believe you were going to be the starter?
You know, it was never specifically told to me, you know, that way that I was a starter, but I approached it like I was, because, you know, again, every year you start a new year all over. You're in there, you know, competing. There's the competition from everywhere. And I don't think there's any other way you could approach it, you know, because if you don't approach it that way, you know, this isn't an easy job to do. You know, it's very hard, so you got to have the right mindset for it. So,
said very hard. How big of an adjustment was it?
Well, it is an adjustment just because, you know, it's a whole different position. It's a more of a mental game inside as far as, you know, playing center and guard, but it's being more on the same page and just relying, you know, on the stuff that you have learned and the guys you have next to you, that you all see the exact same thing. You're on the same page. You know all your calls. You know all the adjustments that are being looked for. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just.
How much is it winning your quarterback's trust, and is it more so than if you're a guard or not?
You know, the center sets all the protections. You know. You want your quarterback to feel comfortable, you know, when he's back there, knowing that the person that's responsible for that is going to make the right calls and the right adjustments when the time comes. And I think I've filled that role, you know, so far, and I'm just going to continue to improve it. So,
how different is your comfort level now versus when you first started getting some work at center back in the spring?
Well, I've always been like a backup center anyways, so having to know, you know, all the calls and the adjustments, you know, it was always there, but now that I'm actually the center, you know, I got to be on point with it. You know, it was a little transition, but, you know, that's what we practice for, you know, and the more reps I do, the better and comfortable I feel. And the offensive line we have here, you know, with Zane and Lewis right next to me, you know, we're real big on communicating, you know, so we're always on the same page. And if I don't see something and they do, we communicate across the line, we get on the same page as fast as we can and get the ball going, so. Yeah, you know, it's been you know, quite a few years since I've played with him. I've never really played next to him. You know, we were both the guards, you know, at Tech. But that comfort level of knowing of how he plays and what he looks for and what I look for as well, you know, we kind of, like, found that balance and all that. And I think we've developed a good relationship, you know, again, at this level. And then with Zane, again, you know, Zane's another player that's just amazing. You know, just the type of knowledge that he has for the game, you know, it only helps out even more, so.
Some players might squabble or fight for every dollar when they get involved in the contract negotiation. Given where you came from, back up, you know, fight to stay on a team, fight to get a starting job, was it something where security, you jumped at it when you got offered some security?
No, well, you know, again, I let my agent take care of that. You know, that's what he's there for and all that. You know, he let me know certain things, and I'm like, hey, I just want what's fair, you know, whatever he can get me, you know, it's what, you know, I want him to do. But, you know, again, I'm grateful for what I've received. Again, it's truly a blessing because it's been a hard road, and I'm just going to continue to approach my job the same way, putting my head down and continue to work. So now that that's done, you know, just it's in the past now, you know. So
linemen always talk about communication, and I get it. Is it important for offensive linemen to like each other, to be effective as a unit, or does that matter?
I believe so. It makes the relationship even stronger, you know, if you do like each other, because you see each other every day, you know, and you have to be able to count on the person next to you that he's going to know what he has to do, and he's vice versa, on, you know. So I think the stronger the relationship is, the better you play, and the comfort level goes even higher. And I truly believe we have a very tight-knit group here, and we all get along. We all love each other. We're all like brothers. You know, we're always playing around and all that, but, you know, we're here to get the job done, so.
Last question.
Was there added satisfaction when they brought Copen back? Obviously, you didn't want him to go down. They keep bringing guys in, Valos and Lilja and Moffitt. That one, you got the job, and then now you get this extension. Is there any added personal satisfaction?
You know, there's always a goal you want to reach and all that. And, you know, I'm still going to strive for more. You know, you never want to get satisfied or comfortable. Because there's, I feel there's a lot more that I could still improve on and so much more I can gain. Again, you know, I look at it as a huge blessing. You know, I try to keep my mind right, you know, and just stay focused and try not to allow other distractions that I can't control, you know, affect me. You know, I understand they brought other people in, but, you know, that's competition, that's training camp. You know, it is what it is, and I can't worry about that. You know, I can only worry about my job and what I'm allowed to do, so...
You said it was a hard road. Was when you got you know, the Lions, they were 0-16 and 2-14. You get waived by them in October 2010. Hmm. You don't sign again until the Broncos in January. In that couple months, did you wonder if that was it?
Well, it's hard. You know, you do something for so long, and especially something that you have so much passion for and that you love, and then all of a sudden it's taken away from you. You know, it kind of puts everything in perspective, and you know, it kind of makes you think that if I do get an opportunity again, you got to take advantage of it and give it all you have. And that's where I feel I'm at today. You know, where I'm at today, I'm not going to let it go, you know, with ease. You know, I'm going to give it all I got. And for this team here, unless I can't walk or snap the ball, I'm going to try my best to be on that field. So
what did you do during those months?
I had to stay in shape, stay focused. Any call that I got, you know, I go take a visit, try out, you know, just like any other player would. You never knew if you were going to have the opportunity again, you know. So you kind of had to start adjusting, you know, for the other lifestyle, which was, you know, I came, you know, I was at peace about it. You know, if that was meant for me to, that I was done playing, I was okay with it. But, you know, I feel like I've been given another opportunity and I'm just going to run with it. So
did they miss something or did they – release spur you to do more something or?
What do you mean as far as like leaving the
when Detroit let you go, did that spur you to lift your game or
well, yeah, you know, you always want to improve, you know, no matter what, whether you're there or here. But you know, it's kind of like it puts everything back in perspective as far as like what you've done. Have you done enough, you know? And at the time I felt like it wasn't enough that I've done, you know. And I just felt like it was that time that it was time to up my game or whatever my routine was, that it wasn't good enough. So, and I've changed, you know, quite a few adjustments and they've worked so far, you know, and I'm still looking for other adjustments that I can make to even improve it even more, so.
Thank you for asking the conditioning, what it's like for you guys. And what sort of shape do you guys have to be in?
In great shape. You know, we still get tired and all that, but it's our offense. You know, we run it in practice where it gets us in shape. That's why, you know, they don't make us condition a lot afterwards because of the type of tempo that we run. I truly believe you have to take care of your body and eat right and sleep and all that in order to be able to keep this tempo going for, you know, the length of the season. So it's up to the player to take care of themselves.
Quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs always talk about how fun the up-tempo is.
I love it. I truly love it. You know, again, I don't know if y'all know the history of Texas Tech, but it's similar tempo. You know, when Mike Leach was there, you know, we would run like a no-huddle offense just like we do now. So I feel comfortable in it, and I love it, you know, because it puts defenses on the edge, not knowing what to do, what to expect, or even being able to set up. So I like it.
Do you know how many, your max plays per game you ever played at Texas?
I think we might have reached like the high 90s to like 102 or somewhere around there. But yeah, it was a long game. So 106. So it's, no, it is. It's hard. it's hard. So, but it's very fun.
But it's harder on the D line.
Oh yes, because you know, again, you know, they're all about getting to the quarterback, you know, getting upfield, and when all of a sudden they see the ball downfield, they have to sprint to it because we're sprinting to the ball, you know, just about every play as well, trying to get the next play in. So it's a it takes a toll on their bodies. So,
can up-tempo help with your run blocking? Because I usually think up-tempo is pass passing. Mm-hmm. Can it help your running game too?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, it kind of sets up a different situation for the defense of not knowing what to expect. Are we going to hit them with a quick run or a quick pass or a play action? So it kind of puts them, on the edge, you know, of not knowing what to do. They're going to be sitting back a little bit more, be more tentative. Are we going to throw them with a screen or a quick run? So it's a grind for them, so –